The Cobras senior girls and boys volleyball teams have two more banners to decorate the walls of the Cochrane High Gym. In the Rocky View Sports Association League final at home in Cochrane November 16, the senior girls team beat the WH Croxford Cavaliers, winning 3 out of 4 sets with scores of 25-18, 22-25, 25-14 and 25-18. The senior boys won all 3 sets versus the Springbank Phoenix with 25-19, 25-16 and 25-10. The girls' last game against Croxford ended in a tighter matchup, running through all 5 sets. Cobras grade 12 co-captain Faith Seletsky said they came better prepared to shut them down faster in the final. "We definitely came back stronger tonight," said Seletsky. "I think we just knew more about their intensity and their ability in that type of way. So we expected more of what was coming." Seletsky added that she credits much of the win to the team's overall defense and coverage on the court, with everyone working cohesively and relying on each other to stay on top of their game and quickly fix mistakes when they happened. Springbank's SR. Boys coach Carol Smith said both boys' teams fought hard and the Phoenix left everything they had on the court in the final. "Cochrane is a great team and they seemed to get everything back to us even though we didn't think it was going to come back," she said. "But the boys were awesome. They put up a fight. They battled hard." The Phoenix will also be playing in zones this weekend, and Smith said that it is still anyone's win for the taking. "They're all strong teams, so honestly, when you walk in, if one of them is not having a good day, anybody could win. We're gonna go in and try our best and give 100%. Cobras SR. Boys coach Daniel Hasek said they are not taking their win for granted and know there will be more tough teams ahead in zones and provincials. "We've been pretty successful. At the high school level with teenage boys, things happen, things get in their heads, but we are looking forward to getting a berth in provincials and we face some pretty strong teams around the province," he said. "Particularly Lethbridge, we're a little worried about. We've watched McGrath and Barrhead and we haven't played them, but we're at that level. So I think we're a contender this year more so than in past years." Hasek added that the team is well-rounded with strong players in every position, all of them making their presence known on the court. "We have 2 strong middles, 2 strong powers, a strong right side, strong setter, a superb libero," said. "Our libero Alec Shepherd had one of his better games tonight defensively. He doesn't let anything touch the floor, he's really fast and reads a play really well. He's a true student of the game." Shepherd, who is in grade 12, said he looks forward to playing in zones and is not too worried about the competition, save for maybe Holy Trinity Academy, HTA. Provincials may be a different story with competitors like Lethbridge College Institute and likely HTA again, he added. Both the boys and girls teams will be pitted against a pool of other teams in Strathmore this weekend at South Central Zones.